Web streaming of 90.3 WPLN-FM is made possible by listener support and by Vanderbilt University Medical Center, the promise of discovery. Learn how you can support this service at NashvillePublicRadio.org.
Listeners and supporters to keep this station operating, to keep us in the black each year, and we appreciate hearing from you, especially during these membership campaigns. The number to call is 760-2010, 760-2010. Pledge online, it's WPLN.org. We're going to go to Seju in just a few moments here, coming to you from the Polk Theater at TPAC, featuring the Fisk Jubilee Singers, Richard Shearer and the crew in town back in the summer to do four programs. Seju from Nashville, we'll have one of those for you coming up here in just a few moments. I want to tell you that right now, Vanderbilt Medical Center, longtime supporter of this station, is going to add $25 to your pledge of $50 or more. A $25 add-on for a $50 pledge. And if you can pledge $100, they're going to add $50 to that contribution. So again, a $25 add-on for a $50 contribution and a $50 add-on for a $100 or more contribution here during our 50th anniversary year. We have some things going on for our listeners as well. We've got a $1,000 gift card to Target we'll be giving away Monday evening at 7 o'clock, and then on Wednesday evening, a shopping spree from the mall at Green Hills, $1,500 to spend as you wish at the mall at Green Hills. And then on Friday evening, Wright Travel is providing a great giveaway to wrap up this fall membership campaign at 6 p.m. on Friday. It's a wonderful 8-day cruise for two up the Pacific Coast, a California coast wine country type of cruise with stops along the way, starting in Los Angeles and ending in Vancouver. And if you'll pledge this morning, you can be a part of all three of those drawings. You can also enter the drawings without pledging. The number to call is 760-2010, 760-2010 locally. And if you're calling long distance from up in Kentucky or over in White County this morning, if you're in the Cookeville area, Putnam County, if you're down south around Suwannee or Tullahoma, call us toll-free, 866-760-2010, or you can pledge online. That's WPLN.org. Says you one of our most popular programs on the schedule. It's a program that we heard back in, it's 1996, I want to say, when this program was added to the schedule. And the first time you heard it, you knew that it was a great public radio program, and it has been just that, a great part of our schedule now for about 15 years. Pledge your support to keep Seju on the air. Keep him coming back to Nashville to do shows like the one you're about to hear. Again, a $25 add-on from Vanderbilt Medical Center for a pledge of $50 and a $50 add-on for a pledge of $100, whether it's your first contribution or your 20th contribution. We'd love to hear from you this morning. It's membership week. We only come to you two Sunday mornings a year to remind you that we need your support, your financial support, to keep this station, to keep these programs on the air here each week. We'd love to hear from you as we go to the program. The phone number, 760-2010. The website is WPLN.org. Let's head to the Polk Theater at the Tennessee Performing Arts Center now for Seju.
I love to shout, I love to sing.
Welcome to Says You, a game of bluff and bluster, words and whimsy.
Support for Says You in Nashville, Tennessee comes from the good folks at WPLN, Nashville Public Radio.
Now, join our panelists and your host, Richard Shearer.
Thank you. From the stage of the Polk Theater at TPAC in Nashville, Tennessee, welcome to Says You, a simple game with words played by two teams, the first of which sits stereo right. She's a grammatical force of nature, the first lady of conjugation, Francine Akbar. He's a champion of gentility, a fighter for artistic freedom, the mad bull of the pompous, Murray Horowitz. And And he's a legend in his own time, a man for all seasons, the round mound of nouns, Mr. Tony Khan.
Round mound of nouns.
And who leads this evening?
The First Lady.
The First Lady, Miss Akbar. To my left, team two. She's an artful articulator, a crafty conversationalist, a verbal virtuoso, Paula Lyons. Though she's a stickler for diction, she's a bit slack on slang, Carolyn Faye Fox. And he's a master of arcane information tonight, going for his Ph.D., Mr. Arnie Reisman. And who leads this evening?
Arnie the Arcane.
Yeah, Art Kane here.
Art Kane will lead. Correct answers are worth 10 points or whatever fraction thereof deemed appropriate. We always advise new listeners to grab a pen and paper. Let's begin with a round of definitions and derivations. For 5 points, define, and for an additional 5, try to divine the origins of the following common words and phrases. Carolyn, fine kettle of fish.
Fine kettle of fish describes this show.
Yes,
Richard.
It does. In many ways.
It's a nice mess.
Fine kettle of fish here.
Mm.
Sounds like Oliver Hardy.
It's a mess of trouble.
It's a difficult or awkward situation.
Difficult or awkward
situation. Yeah, that's 5 points. That you're there.
It's one of those suburban sections we call revolting development.
Yes.
Something a fisherman is caught and brings home.
Well, in a way.
And it's nasty. It's all trash fish and little bits and pieces of things. And his wife says to him, that's a fine kettle of fish, because she doesn't know quite what to make of it.
You know, you're very close, actually. It is about bits and disgusting pieces of fish. Where do you think this comes
Scottish.
From? Scottish. That's exactly
there
right.
There you go. There you go.
It comes from the Loch Ness Monster. Yeah.
10 points. That's exactly right. Yeah.
It's a mispronunciation of a fine kilt of fish. Right.
Take a point away if you want. I don't think that. No. Just leave it.
No.
Anyone want to flesh this out? anyone have any thoughts?
No. Under no circumstances do I want to flesh this out.
Anyone in the audience know about this? Well, it is a difficult or awkward situation. Get this. 18th century Scottish picnics were quite often kettles of fish. Salmon boiled in kettles. After the meal, disposing of the bony, disgusting remains uneaten in the pot presented a fine kettle of fish.
No, so, that was their idea of a picnic.
That was a Scottish picnic.
How did they cater a wedding?
Haggis fish. Right.
Try this one, Tony. Definition and derivation of stick in one's craw.
Stick in one's craw is something that not only is unpleasant to have there, but is embarrassing to have allowed to have gotten so far.
No,
you know,
no, in a way.
It's right. It's full of.
You can't get it out.
You can't get it out, but you're embarrassed about the fact that it's. It's almost like something you should not have said or done, and it's sticking in your craw.
Well, it's to rankle, to cause discontent and resentment is the real figurative meaning.
Well, that's my life.
Okay. Yeah. Where do you think
for some reason, it seems like. Could it have been a fable? Could it have been?
It is not a fable. That's an
Aesop's fable.
No.
I think it's when you've been eating bones from a fine kettle of fish.
That's right.
One of them sticks in your
craw. Is it ornithological?
It is.
Now, birds sometimes have to eat pebbles so that they can grind up the food that they eat, and that goes into their gizzard. And another word for gizzard, if pronounced with a Scottish accent and said very fast, is craw.
You can laugh all you want. 10 points. That's exactly right. It is to rankle, to cause discontentment. The craw is, in part, the throat of a bird. Something stuck in there makes happy chirping just impossible. It is stuck in one's craw. So very good, Tony. It was ornithological, and that was close enough. Try this one, Arnie. Definition and derivation of easy as pie.
Well, it's basically
cake.
Piece of cake. Yeah, it's the same thing as piece of cake. Easy as pie, piece of cake, simple.
Yes.
Okay. Quick to do or not a problem.
That's
easy
five
as
points.
Pie. And it's from the frozen pie.
Industry.
You just take it out of that freezer and toss it right in it.
Yeah, because otherwise making a pie is a little tricky.
Yeah.
Well, not compared to making some other desserts.
Ah, says the cook.
Ah.
Making, you know...
No, that has nothing to do with
easy
it.
Easy as pie.
Easy as pie.
Is it the pie the mathematical pie?
No, in fact, when they ran this by me, that was my first thought. But
no.
Okay. But we are referring to the dessert.
We are.
Easy as eating pie.
That is exactly right.
Go.
Very good. This is not about baking. This is about eating.
Eating. Right.
And pie goes down.
If you ever had my Aunt Zelda's desserts, you would know that there was nothing easy about eating pie.
Stick in your craw pie.
Right.
Well, easy as pie is incredibly simple to do. It's not from baking, but from eating pie, a delightful and easy thing to do, especially in 19th century America, where it comes from. Try this one, Francine. Definition and derivation of scotch a rumor.
Well,
I try to do it every night about 6 o'clock.
Yes. It may or may not be of Scottish derivation.
Right.
It means to cut something off before it spreads further.
To put an end to an untrue rumor. Yes. It's to scotch the rumor.
Does this have anything to do with cutting off the head of a snake?
I hope not. I'm not sure.
Okay.
It has to do with cutting, that's for sure.
It has to do with cutting?
Yes.
Scotch.
So it's a cooking device like slicing,
it's
dicing,
it's not Scotland
scotching.
You should be thinking about. It's another country.
Albania. Turkmenistan.
So it's English, right?
English.
It is not.
Oh, it isn't.
It isn't.
No.
Another country we should be
Would it help
of?
If I told you it was French?
No.
Oh.
No.
Scotch a rumor. Yeah. Now it makes sense.
Escocés.
No. Anyone in the audience want to try?
Oh, so it's a derivation. It's a corruption of a French word.
Yes, it is.
All right. Escutcheon.
Go to the escutcheon.
Yes. Well, that's that. You know the root verb of that? Escocher. Escocher is to cut. In French.
Yeah.
And that's where it comes from. To scotch a rumor, to escocher.
That's why I was cutting off the head of the snake.
So pretty good. 7 points. We'll give you 7 points for that.
Okay.
Wasn't perfect. We had to drag you there, but you got there.
Okay. We got there.
And we'll be very generous to Paula because, boy, are we going to get mail on this one. There are about 14 different possible derivations for this. I got the top three written down. Let's see how you do, Paula.
So how many do I have to get?
Just get one of the top three. We'll be happy.
Okay.
Definition and derivation of brownie points.
Brownie points.
Well, I mean, I always assumed, perhaps incorrectly, that it had to do with being a junior Girl Scout, a brownie. But it also has a very good chance of having come from the phrase brown nosing. Because brownie points are things you accumulate for doing good deeds or dare I say, sucking up to someone.
Yes. Well, you're first of all, you got the definition. That's the kudos for achievements or contributions.
Okay.
That's 5 points. You also got one of the derivations, although it's fairly complicated, about the junior auxiliary of the Girl Scouts, who were originally named for Scottish fairies. I didn't know that.
Of course.
They were, who did the housework. You didn't know that about the brownies?
I did not know.
Yeah.
I failed brownies.
You failed brownies?
I failed brownies.
I
left
was a brownie,
in disgrace.
And there was a little.
And I was probably 7 and a half. You know, I mean, I didn't like brownies.
Okay. Yeah, it's a...
But try. So it had something to do, because you do get points for your little tasks when you're abroad.
Yes, you do. And that
and
is
I'm sure you get points for sucking up to
that
the
is
leader.
One of the right.
So that's
which I think is where I failed.
You know what? I'm going to give you the 10 points. Well. Give them 10 points for that. Very good. Anyone over here want to
Well, I you know, I think it's a very delicate form of s'mores. Where you take tiny little brownie points like toast, and you put just a dollop, like a Reese's peanut butter.
Yeah,
does
yeah.
anyone else, does the word brownie conjure up anything else?
Camera.
Is exactly
yes.
right.
Oh.
Very good.
That's brownie?
From the audience,
yes. Kodak.
One of the derivations, some say the photo contests that Kodak used to have for children using brownie cameras,
oh.
their photos would get them brownie points with which they could then buy things. And it also, some say it was from coupons that newsboys used to receive for delivering newspapers. The more they received, the more brownie points they got, the more goods and they could buy. So there are several derivations, and I'd be real curious from the listening audience. If you have a better track on this than we do, please write us at the Daily Dispatch and let us know. And finally, Murray, definition and derivation of in like Flynn.
Oh, I know that.
Oh, good. Tell them.
Well, I'm not sure it's kosher for radio, but it's about Errol Flynn.
What you're thinking.
Errol Flynn, who was notorious for his ability to not only charm but leave a memento of his presence with members of the opposite sex.
You know,
he's right. 10 points.
You know,
I just don't know how I'm going to deal with it.
I can't believe you asked the question.
I knew this answer, but I'm too much of a gentleman, Tony, to have like said it.
Well, I'm not.
It is possibly from Edward J. Flynn, a highly successful Democratic campaign manager of the 1930s and 40s, but most agree it's Errol Flynn and refers to his high rate of romantic success. Yeah. So that's where...
That's what I meant to say.
That's what you said. Let's go as quickly as possible on to round two, which is played with a little musical help from the Fisk Jubilee Singer. It is. Hey, gang. It's the first of the Says You Bluffing rounds. Arnie, each of you will receive a card defining a word. Only one has the actual definition. The other two have cards that say, please bluff. Those poor souls have a few seconds to make up a definition on the spot good enough to fool Francine's team. 10 points up for grabs to Francine if she can find the bluffer, or to you, Arnie, if she can't. Take a few seconds to come up with a definition for the word pleonase. P-L-E-O-N-A-S-E.
Where do you get these words?
Pleonase. Folks?
I'm gonna sing till the spirit moves in my heart. I'm gonna sing till the spirit moves in my heart. I'm gonna sing till the spirit moves in my heart. I'm gonna sing till Jesus comes. I'm gonna sing till the spirit moves in my heart. I'm gonna sing till the spirit moves in my heart. I'm gonna sing till the spirit moves in my heart. I'm gonna sing till Jesus comes. I'm gonna sing till the spirit moves in my heart. I'm gonna sing till the spirit moves.
Says You's Caravan of Cajolery stops next at the University of Wisconsin in Milwaukee, Saturday, October 20th, for some constant badgering. Live Wisconsin wordplay. Then, November 16th and 17th, it's on to Syracuse, New York, for our salty salute to the Salt City. We close the year back home, Sunday, December 30th, on the campus of Regis College in Weston, Massachusetts. Tickets, information, and details for all Says You performances are available at saysyou.net. That's S-A-Y-S-Y-O-U. Where if you follow that Join the Fun link, We'll show you how to join the fun at a live performance of Says You. We'll be right back.
The Fisk Jubilee Singers and Says You from Nashville. This program taped in the Polk Theater of the Tennessee Performing Arts Center back in the summer. Says You in Nashville on member-supported Nashville Public Radio. We'll have more from Richard Shearer, all the folks at Says You, and more with the Fisk Jubilee Singers coming up in just a few moments here. Just enough time to remind you that we are in the fall membership campaign at Nashville Public Radio. One of just 2 weeks in the year, we come to you to remind you that listener support is our most important source, our largest source of funding at Nashville Public Radio. This station cannot stay on the air. We cannot bring you programs like Says You without your support, without listener support. Make your pledge now by phone at 760-2010, 760-2010. Toll free to Nashville. The number is 866-760-2010. And you can pledge online at WPLN.org. Don't wait. Right now, Vanderbilt Medical Center adding $25 to your pledge of $50 or more. That's for renewing members, new members, anyone pledging right now. $25 add-on to a pledge of $50 or more. And if you can pledge $100, Vanderbilt Medical Center will add $50 to that pledge. So a $25 add-on at the $50 level and a $50 add-on at the $100 level. Thanks to Vanderbilt Medical Center for their continued support of Nashville Public Radio. We'd love to hear from you this morning, whether it's the first time you've pledged or perhaps the 10th or 15th time. We have listeners who've been supporting the station for that long and much longer. Member-supported WPLN. Here's the number, 760-2010. Again, toll-free right now, 866-760-2010. Pledge on the web at WPLN.org. If you'll pledge this morning, you'll also be a part of three drawings coming up this week. The first one tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock for a $1,000 gift card to Target. On Wednesday evening, there'll be a drawing for a $1,500 shopping spree from the mall at Green Hills. And then on Friday evening, at the end of this membership campaign, we'll be drawing for a wonderful 8-day Pacific Coast cruise starting in Los Angeles and winding up in Vancouver with stops in wine country along the way. A wonderful 8-day Pacific cruise made possible by Wright Travel. And thanks to Pam Wright and all the folks at Wright Travel for making this giveaway possible. The money that you pledge comes right back to you in programs like Says You. Again, the number to call before we go back to TPAC is 760-2010, 866-760-2010. Pledge on the web, it's WPLN.org. Says You in Nashville. A broadcast taped at the Polk Theater featuring the Fisk Jubilee Singers on member-supported Nashville Public Radio.
You can hear Says You again for free on any of the stations that stream our show. Just follow the High Definitions radio stations link on our website, find a convenient time, and listen again and again. For copies of this show or any other in our history, you can find downloads at saysyou.net. Just follow that show downloads link and find high-quality copies available. That is the Fisk Jubilee Singers. Under the direction of Dr. Paul Kwame. Thank you very much, folks. We're giving us a few moments with the word pleonaise. We will go first to Carolyn Faye Fox.
Pleonaise, what you put on a BLT if you're polite. Pleonaise is a verb. It means to overspeak oneself, to use too many words to describe something that could be described in fewer words, much more simply and with less talking.
To ramble on and on, to use too many words, is to pleonaise, okay? Mm-hmm. Could be that. Or Arnie, something else.
Well, it's kind of the opposite of that, actually. It's sort of the gift of gab. It's a noun that is essentially a tool for confidence men. It's the ability to charm, to persuade, to convince.
The ability to charm. It could be that. Or it could be something else. Paula, you have a smile on your face.
Well, it, when I first heard it, you know, I thought, nays, maybe nasal. I was thinking maybe it had something to do with that scene from Singing in the Rain, you know, and I can't stand them. But it really has to do much more with the movies of the 30s. Do you ever watch those movies of the 30s and you say, that is a very precise articulation of English in a way that we don't do anymore? So Pleonase is exaggerated articulation.
Exaggerated articulation is pleonase.
Yeah, really very precise.
They've all picked the same area, isn't it?
It could be that. Those are some very wordy definitions there. It could be exaggerated articulation. That could be it. It could be the ability to charm. Or it could be to use just too many words to say something that could so easily be said with a lot fewer words, or certainly in a shorter form. I guess I went once too often to the well there.
Yeah, I think so.
But it's one of those three definitions, and the choice, Francine, is yours.
Well, I invite my esteemed colleagues to participate in this decision.
Well, they've all picked the same area, so it's yeah. language. And I seem to remember a phrase like pleonasm, which I think is to sneeze in Greek. But I think, given that the word ple is also in the word plethora and plenty, maybe that means an overabundance of something.
Could be. Could
which would narrow it down to either Carolyn's or Paula's, because both of them are dealing with abundance, in this case, abundant articulation or just too many words.
Nobody's got the definition that I know to be correct, because my ENT guy prescribed this for me.
Yes. Flonase, pleonase. Yes.
And
okay, well, I too know Flonase.
Mm-hmm.
You think it might lead to speaking too many words through your nose?
That seems like the more
you like
likely
that a lot.
One.
I like one or three. I don't like ability to charm. No. I love Arnie, but I don't love his definition.
Okay, I think we're going to go with Carolyn.
Carolyn, they have gone with you. They think that pleonase is to use too many words to say something. Is that, in fact, what it means?
No, it's what you put on a BLT. No, pleonase, to talk too much, be wordier than necessary.
Oh, wow. Yeah. 10 points. Nicely done.
Right.
Why hasn't anybody ever used this on me?
That's really,
this is a word I should hear every day.
What? They were being polite.
Well, certainly from now on.
Right, thank you.
This is a special occasion, which I didn't even really know about until I was writing the show a few days ago and looked it up. But I'm glad you're all here tonight. This is the 400th show that we have done.
What's really impressive is we've been doing one a year.
A dollar a show, that makes sense.
Yeah. What's truly impressive is the fact that 400 times I have asked these people to come out on stage and be amusing. And they have... And with the exception of tonight, they have never let me down. Let's go on to round three. No way this audience gets out of here without being subjected to a round of off the rack. From the following ridiculous puns, clues, and obscure references, please tell me the famous magazine I have in mind. An example, sibilant singers would be Esquire.
Oh, no.
That was a troublesome response from the audience, but...
Taxi!
Carolyn, the magazine brought to mind by the clue, Feline Reporter's Turf.
Feline Reporter's Turf. Cat.
Ooh,
is shit. Cat, is that right?
Heard it in the first row.
Oh, really?
Cat. Lion?
No.
Tiger? Oh, Tiger Beat.
Tiger Beat.
Tiger Beat.
Is exactly
That's
right.
A magazine?
The feline reporter's turf is the tiger beat.
The tiger beat, okay.
Look at the look on Paula's face.
I've never heard of that.
I haven't either, Paula.
Tiger beat?
We're not in the target demo.
I see. She never heard of me.
Really?
You don't know tiger beat?
Nobody up here heard it.
I have to say, first of all, let's take a moment and thank our scorekeepers, Jessica and Edward Cardona. Thank you. Jessica, you don't know tiger beat? No? Okay,
all right,
well.
Admit it.
All right, try this one, Tony.
Yeah.
What magazine is brought to mind by the clue, tendency toward hybrids, for example?
Toilet Industry Monthly.
Hybrids?
Toward what? What was the last word?
Tendency toward hybrids.
Hybrids.
For example.
For example.
Dog.
Hybrids is
no,
flowers.
I think it's flowers.
Yeah.
Tendency toward hybrids, for example.
You say hybrid. I thought you said hydrant.
No, hybrid.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's why you hybrid.
Is that why you went to dogs?
That's why you went with the dogs.
That's
yes,
why he went
yes.
to the dogs?
No.
Yes. It's the aging process.
Eh?
So wait. Prius, Volt? Is it something Volt?
It's about hybrid cars.
Tendency toward hybrids. Okay.
So what are some car magazines?
No, I don't think.
No. It's got a name like Prius or Volt. In
no, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't.
Other side, tell them.
Well, Motor Trend.
Motor Trend. Exactly. A
tendency. That is so awful.
And so unrepresentative of what you represented.
That's nothing compared to what you're going to get.
Yeah. I deserve it.
Try this one, Arnie. Magazine brought to mind by the clue, awe-inspiring pool tool.
Pool tool? Something Q.
Oh,
something
I got
Q.
It.
Q.
You got it?
GQ.
Yeah.
GQ.
Very
is
good.
Is exactly right. The GQ, the
awe-inspiring
pool tool, of course, the Q stick, the
took a minute there.
Francine, try this one. Sisyphean. Yeah.
Easy for you to say.
Sisyphean Bane.
No.
Bane?
The magazine brought to mind by the clue Sisyphean Bane.
Oh, yeah. Feudal Plague Illustrated.
Sisyphean Bane.
Yes, what magazine is brought to mind by Sisyphean Bane? What, does the other side know every one of these?
Of course, because we're on the other side.
Yes.
Sisyphean Bane.
Bane is a curse? Stupid, dumb thing to do, roll a ball up a hill. What?
Well, maybe we're in, like, rock climbing today or something.
They're not going to get it.
Not so quick.
What's a synonym for Bane?
Like the Bane of my existence.
Yes. Curse, plague.
Curse, plague, weight, burden.
Bane. Oh, they're not going to get it. I got to go to the other side.
Rolling Stone.
Rolling Stone is exactly right. Sisyphean Bane.
Rolling Stone.
All right, audience, I got two left. One is horrible, and the other is completely despicable. Which one do I give to Paula? How many say horrible?
Horrible's good enough.
You know what? I'm going with the horrible. I'm going to go with the horrible.
I'm going to be a real gentleman. I'm going to leave now.
You're going to get the despicable. All right. Try this one, Paula. Magazine brought to mind by the clue, Newman's character is weird. Ooh, shh. I just heard
Newman's character. It's not Mad Magazine?
Are we going into
Mademoiselle?
No.
Are we
Cardinal Newman?
Are we going into Seinfeld?
Oh no. Not
we're
that
going
Newman.
Into
is
Mad
it,
Magazine.
Is it Alfred E?
No. Not
Newman.
Newman's
character is weird.
Oh, so we're going into
is
Paul
weird.
Newman?
Yeah.
Do we have what we have here is a failure to communicate.
Harder than I thought. See, I told you it was hard. Newman's character. Anybody on the other side? Don't.
Harper's Bazaar.
Harper's Bazaar is exactly right.
Good. Yahoo!
Very good. Now, let me ask you, did you go through every Paul Newman
yes,
character?
Yes, I did. Okay.
Harper, his famous role of Harper. But I thought Bizarre is Weird would give it to you. Harper's yeah. Bizarre. And finally, I'm so ashamed of this that I can only give it to Murray. Murray, the magazine brought to mind by the clue, experience white-knuckle reverie.
Dream is a reverie.
Yes. Experience white-knuckle reverie.
White-knuckle, terror, fear, terror. What I'm feeling at this moment.
Oh, yes.
Oh, don't yes. stop with the yes.
Do no, you have it over there?
Yeah. They've got it.
Excuse me a moment.
Dream.
Oh, yeah.
Here.
Wow.
Yep.
Yep, they got it.
Dream living. You know what you
Dream is right.
Dream living. Isn't there, what's
Experience,
dream?
Experience, white knuckle, reverie.
A Field and Stream.
Field and Stream.
Is exactly right. Field and Stream. Feel tense dream, yes. Feel tense dream.
Feel tense dream. It's a stretch.
And we'll be back with more next week. Feel tense dream,
Francine
yes.
Akbar, ladies and gentlemen.
Francine Akbar, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, Francine.
Did I got come? It, but it might take me till later tonight to figure out how.
Yes, that's all right.
That didn't or come why? From Ron Blau, did it, by any chance?
No, it did not.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Melted Let's go on to round four, which is Francine's team's chance to have a little fun at Webster's expense. One of you will correctly define the following word. Two will bluff 10 points, Arnie, if your team can find the rose among thorns. Take a few seconds to come up with a definition for the word garran. G-A-R-R-A-N, garran. Folks, Just a quick reminder, says you visits Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Syracuse, New York, and Weston, Massachusetts this fall. Tickets, information, and details for all Says You tapings are available at SaysYou.net. That's SaysYou. All we'll say is, there's a lot that goes on at these tapings that the radio audience doesn't hear, Tony. So come hear Carolyn's quips, Barry's commentaries, and Paula's pronouncements this fall at a live performance of Says You. Briefly, Says You pauses. We'll be right back.
We're going right back to Says You from the Polk Theater of the Tennessee Performing Arts Center, taped in Nashville back in the summer, featuring the Fisk Jubilee Singers. Says You on member-supported Nashville Public Radio. And this is Membership Week at WPLN. Make your pledge now by phone at 760-2010 and keep programs like Says You on the air for you here each week. Member support, listener dollars are our most important source of funding at Nashville Public Radio. And just 2 weeks in the year, we come to you directly over the air to remind you that we need your support. Your money keeps this service on the air. Right now, Vanderbilt Medical Center is adding to your pledge. This is for renewing members, new members, everyone calling 760-2010 and making a pledge. Vanderbilt Medical Center will add $25 to your pledge of $50 or more. And if you can pledge $100, they will add $50, then making it a $150 contribution to WPLN. Vanderbilt Medical Center adding to your contribution right now when you call 760-2010. Toll free to Nashville, it's 866-760-2010. If it's time to renew your membership or if you've never pledged before, We'd love to hear from you. We need to hear from you this week during the fall membership campaign. We do have thank you gifts available to everyone pledging during our 50th anniversary year. We've got a 50th anniversary mug and a bag. We've got a hat show print and some other thank you items as well. You can see those on the website at WPLN or ask about them when you phone 760-2010. We've also got drawings coming up this week. Thank you gifts from some community members, including a Target gift card. We'll be giving away Monday evening at 7 o'clock, a $1,000 Target gift card. And then on Wednesday, it's a $1,500 shopping spree from the mall at Green Hills. And to cap things off on Friday evening at 6 o'clock, there's a wonderful 8-day Pacific Coast cruise for two, made possible by Right Travel. When you pledge early, your name will be in all of these drawings. Please pledge now as we go back to Says You. The phone number is 760-2010. Pledge online, WPLN.org. Let's go back to the Polk Theater and the Tennessee Performing Arts Center for this Nashville edition of Says You.
God Almighty, do my battle, battles, the Lord, yes, all the battles, battles, oh Lord, yes, all the battles, oh Lord, yes, shout, and the walls from a tumbling down,
oh Lord, you know the battle,
Joshua with the battle, yes, the battle of Jericho,
Joshua
with the battle, yes, the battle of Jericho,
Joshua
with the battle, yes, the battle of Jericho, the walls come, oh Lord, you know the battle, Joshua with the battle, yes, the battle of Jericho, Joshua with the battle, yes, the battle of Jericho, Joshua with the battle, yes, the battle of Jericho, Jericho walls come tumbling
That was great. The Fisk Jubilee Singers. Thank you, Dr. Kwame. Thank you, folks. We have had a few moments with the word garen. We will go first to Tony Khan.
Well, it's what a guarantee is worth a day after the first year is over. Oops, sorry. No. This word goes a long way toward explaining why Pekingese are not very popular in the farming industry. Because no matter how many of them you yoke together, they still can't pull a plow. Even with whips. A garen is that kind of animal. It's an undersized horse that nobody likes. For those of you in the radio audience, my fists are underscoring my passion for this definition.
Is that what you call it?
It is an undersized horse that nobody likes. Is that garen?
Yes, it's exactly what it is.
Why don't they like them?
Because...
They're useless.
Useless, okay.
Just presumably, I mean,
useless,
you know.
Nobody likes them is a garen.
Yeah.
Could be that, or could be something else. Francine?
A garen, it is a word of Scottish derivation.
Yeah, of course.
As you
it's
would
a garen.
Think. A garen. And you see a lot of these, actually, in eastern Ontario, where I come from, because it is a province that was settled heavily by Scottish people. And it is a wagon that is used for loading hay in the haying season, a garen.
A hay wagon.
A hay wagon.
You load that hay on the garen, off you go.
Off you go.
That could be, or it could be something else.
At Murray? A brisk tolt.
Well, before you pronounced it the way you did, because see, I thought it was garen. because, as anybody in Nashville knows, in the early days of the Grand Ole Opry on WSM, Uncle Dave Makin used to start the show by saying, "The Grand Ole Opry."
Grand.
But you wouldn't know that, would you?
No, those days are gone.
Actually, this is a term that I know. It's a term that comes from the theater. A garan is a curtain that covers a set element. It's part of the set, and you pull the curtain back to reveal another set element.
That's a garan.
Yep.
It could be that. It could be that stage element. It could be that hay wagon, or it could be that undersized horse that nobody likes. It's one of those three, and the choice, Arnie, is yours.
I don't know. He had too much time to create Pekingese pulling sleds and everything.
Being whipped, no less.
Being whipped, and yeah. We're into all of these cults and, you know, fetishes.
Clenched fists,
and,
right.
And finally you end up with, it's an undersized horse nobody likes. I don't know. I don't think it has anything to do with drapery, theatrical or otherwise, really, and... I lost track of where
hay
Francine
wagon.
Was. Hay oh, wagon. Hay wagon, yeah.
She was in Eastern
well,
Ontario last week, Jack.
I think it's the little horse no one likes.
Because it can't do anything except, you know, sign its life away
eat
to
a
Disney
lot of
or something,
yeah.
Right.
It could be an undersized farm animal. I think he added that bit about unpopularity.
I think
it
so,
it could
too.
Be. We're going with Tony.
Tony. At our peril.
It may be full of baloney, but we're going with Tony.
Tony, they think that a garan is an undersized horse that nobody likes. Is that, in fact, what it is?
I'm sorry, I'm reliving my sixth birthday.
No.
Where someone discovered that Tony rhymes with baloney. One of the great... still unformed American poets,
yeah.
Whom I apparently went to the first grade with. A garan is a stinky little pony. It's an undersized...
Pony rhymes
That's
with Tony.
That's exactly what it is.
Pony rhymes with Tony.
10 points.
He thought you were going to
For
trauma
honesty.
With the pony at the birthday party.
Yeah. Let's close tonight from the fabulous Denise Perry of WILL Land in Champaign, Urbana, Illinois, comes this round of role reversal. I'm going to give you the names of five performers from a particular movie, from those in the smallest roles to the lead.
Oh.
The faster you can tell me the name of the movie, the more points you'll amass.
Mm.
For example, if I started with Robert Prosky.
Well, Glengarry Glenn Ross.
No, and moved on to Jack Nicholson.
I don't know.
Oh, well, yeah, no, it's the one you've
Robert
got.
Robert Prosky, Jack Nicholson, William Hurt.
Oh.
Oh, you don't know this
And
one?
Jack Nicholson. What were they in
William
together?
Hurt and Jack Nicholson.
And William. Prosky, Nicholson, Hurt, Holly Hunter.
Network? Broadcast News.
Broadcast News. You didn't need Albert Brooks to get Broadcast
right,
News.
Jack Nicholson
was
in Broadcast
Jack Nicholson
yeah.
played
that's
the
what did
anchor.
He
yeah.
Okie doke.
Try this one, Carolyn. Danny DeVito.
Well, Song of Bernadette.
Sure, why not?
There's a small role there, too.
Yeah.
It's really not the Song of Bernadette.
He was the altar
boy. Are you really going to go with that?
I'm not really going to go with that.
I mean, okay. So that wasn't a real guess.
Yes.
Do you want to take something else?
That's all I got.
Oh. How about One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest?
That's a great guess, and it's not the right one.
No.
To Danny DeVito at Guy Pearce.
Oh. L.A. Confidential.
There you go. 8 points.
Thank you.
L.A. Confidential. That's right. You didn't need Kim Basinger, you didn't need Russell Crowe, and you didn't need Kevin Spacey to get L.A. Confidential. Very good.
One of my favorites.
Try this one, Tony. Alec Baldwin.
Oh, my gosh. Well, could have been so many. Glengarry, Glenn Ross, but he had a huge role in that. Alec Baldwin, a tiny little role. He used to be in this TV show called Knots Landing. Yeah. Thank you very much.
I'll bet you know what you might try?
What?
For a smaller role for him?
Yeah.
Is The Aviator.
No, because I think for it to be a small role, it'd have to have been early in his career. Can you think of anything that was really early? Alec Baldwin?
It's probably The Aviator. Let's move on to Alec Baldwin at Martin Sheen.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Martin Sheen. Sounds like a war movie. Alec.
Oh, it's quiet over there.
Martin Sheen.
Great Santini.
I don't know.
To Alec Baldwin and Martin Sheen, add Matt Damon.
Oh, no.
Matt Damon? Martin Sheen.
Wow. No, they're not getting
Matt
it.
Matt Damon.
Wow.
To Alec Baldwin, Martin Sheen, and Matt Damon, add Jack Nicholson.
Of course.
It's a real woman's picture.
Yeah.
Matt, wait a minute. This is awful.
Ooh.
Oh, golly.
It's not a Batman movie, is it?
And to Alec Baldwin, Martin Sheen, Matt Damon, and Jack Nicholson, add Tom Kemp.
Our Tom Kemp?
Oh, wow.
That kind of Southie.
Departed. The Departed is exactly right. It took Tom Kemp to get it to you. That's right. We left off Leonardo DiCaprio, but yes.
Yeah.
The Departed, so you get 2 points for that. You got it on the last one.
No.
Try this one, Arnie. I'm going to give you the hardest, meanest, nastiest one of them all.
Oh, we're
Robert Wagner.
Oh, gosh. It
right.
could be just
take
about
a shot.
Anything.
A I'm trying to be a
You're not going to get it, but take a shot.
No, go with that.
A Summer Place.
No, a great guess, but not that. Robert Wagner, add William Holden. You think you know, madam?
Well, it's not...
going back to Sabrina? No.
Oh, you know, I think you're right there.
Was Robert Wagner Sabrina?
Yeah, I think Sabrina.
It is not Sabrina. That's a great guess, too. To Robert Wagner and William Holden, add Faye Dunaway.
Faye Dunaway.
Oh, yeah, this is a harder category than I thought, Denise. Very good. Denise, are you out there?
Is this Hogan's Ghost?
There she is.
Faye Dunaway.
No, Wagner, Holden, and Dunaway.
Wow.
And wait till you hear the next one.
Faye Dunaway.
To Wagner, Holden, and Dunaway, add Paul Newman.
Yep. Oh, my goodness.
When is Ernest Borgnine coming up?
What the hell are they all in? You're close.
Short? Do you know this, Murray?
Yeah.
Yes, Murray has it.
Yeah.
Excuse me a minute.
William Holden and...
Murray has it.
Boy.
To Robert Wagner, William Holden, Faye Dunaway, and Paul Newman, add Steve McQueen.
Come on.
Oh, wow. Was it The Great Race?
No. Oh, it was not. Oh. Murray, tell him.
The Towering Inferno.
The Towering
Inferno. Oh, God.
You didn't like The Towering Inferno?
No.
No.
Well, I point out this is the contribution of Denise Perry in row 13 seats.
The Towering Inferno. Wow.
Whatever.
No,
yeah, that's like saying what they all had in common was they all appeared on the subway.
Yeah.
Try this one, Francine. Vincent Gardenia.
Oh. Yeah.
I will.
Moonstruck?
No.
I'm afraid we need another.
No, you don't. Try. What were those movies? There's a series of movies with Charles Bronson, you know, being a vengeful killer. And he was in the first one of those. What was that?
I don't go to movies
Death
like
Wears
that.
Cleats.
Yeah. Can we have some girl movies here?
What's the name of that?
It's Death Wish, but don't
Death
go
Wish.
There.
That's don't go there. Death Wish.
To Vincent Gardenia, add Danny Aiello.
Oh, so it must be one of the wise guys or something like that. You know?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh.
Is it a Spike Lee movie?
No, not at all.
And of course, now we have this one, so...
Yes.
He loves to do that.
That's not a Woody Allen movie, is it?
You know,
it
this is terrible because you should have listened to Tony a long time ago.
To
Vincent Gardenia and Danny Aiello at Olympia Dukakis.
Yeah.
Come on.
Moonstruck
is right.
I said that.
Well, you didn't
you
say
didn't
it
say
loud enough.
I said that was the first word out of my mouth.
Yes, but it was Francine's question.
Yeah.
Well, we're a team.
Yeah, I know, but she ignored you.
You were muttering it rather than
you were muttering
Do I give
him
10 points
it.
For Moonstruck?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
10 points for Moonstruck. All right.
I love you, Nashville.
Try this one, Paula. Robert Loggia. L-O-G-G-I-A. Yeah. That is how you pronounce Robert Loggia, right?
Yeah. I can see him.
Could be. Could say Goodfellas.
We'll try Goodfellas.
It is not. I don't believe he was in Goodfellas.
All right.
To Robert Loggia, add David Keith.
Oh, my goodness
David
me.
Keith?
David Keith.
It's like charades at the old actor's home.
Oh, okay.
No, I can't believe they didn't get this.
You can't believe we didn't get this?
Yeah.
No idea.
No
anybody
shot?
Idea? No.
To Robert Loggia and David Keith, add Louis Gossett Jr.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
We have it.
Oh. Excellent.
Oh, is this Officer and a Gentleman or something?
It is, in fact,
yeah,
officer and a Gentleman. 6 points.
Okay.
You didn't need Deborah Winger.
I don't need the stars.
And you didn't need Richard Gere. Hmm. And finally, Murray, nothing at stake here but pride. Go for it. So you might as well shoot from the hip.
Right.
Hal Holbrook.
Hal Holbrook. He could have been in... No, he had a kind of important part in that...
Yes, right, where the guy loses the hand.
No. What, Timon of Athens?
No.
No. Thank you. Thank you, Mother.
Remember that actor?
Oh, yeah,
the guy in the movie
where he cut his arm off.
Yes, right.
Oh, wait.
James Franco.
Right. James Franco.
James Franco, right.
To Hal Holbrook, add Maximilian Schell.
Oh, I'll say.
Oh, you know what? Ship of Fools.
It is not Ship of Fools.
No, not what I was going to say, but... Okay.
What were you going to say?
Well, it'd be up higher than that.
I was going to say Judgment at Nuremberg.
It is not right.
Okay.
To Hal Holbrook and Maximilian Schell, add Jason Robards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mr. Roberts Goes to Hell.
I think they'll get it on the next one.
It isn't...
A Long Day's Journey
Watergate.
Into Night.
No. It might be... what was the one we're...
Barking up the wrong tree here. Okay. To Hal Holbrook, Maximilian Schell, and Jason Robards, add Vanessa Redgrave.
Oh, it's not.
Reds?
No. No, it wouldn't be Reds, but it could be. Oh, it is. It is. It absolutely is. Julia.
Julia is exactly right. 4 points.
Good
nice way to
Good
finish. Nice close. But it really was kind of academic, because on a day when they were going to score 84 points, they were going to win. Arnie Reisman's team, winner this week. That is all we have time for this week. Thanks so much to Rob Gordon, Henry Fennell, the unbelievable Donna Robinson, and all the good folks at WPLN here in Nashville. Yes, sir. Thanks. Thanks also to Teresa Ellithorpe and J.R. Hutchins here at the TPAC. Sharon Salkin write the words. Antonio Oliart mans the meters. And Zach Moore is our minister of Etheria. We close this week from Nashville, where we say this show is always best when we get your questions, when we get your comments, and when you show up. So thank you, Nashville, for showing up. See you next week.
Support for Says You in Nashville, Tennessee comes from the good folks at WPLN, Nashville Public Radio.
I'm torn between the flame. I'm torn between the flame.
Benjamin, give him the skinny.
Says You, created and produced by Pippin and Finch, Boston.
Hold my tongue, keep your finger in the water coming. Hold my tongue, cause I'm torn between the flame.
And support for Nashville Public Radio comes from you, our listeners. Listener support makes this service, makes Says You possible on the radio each week. Good morning. I'm Henry Fennell. The time is 9:59. We'll have Studio 360 coming up in just a minute for you. Right now, we want to give you this phone number, 760-2010. We'd love to hear from you during this, our fall membership campaign. Toll free, 866-760-2010. Pledge online, WPLN.org. Member support, our largest source of funding. We need your money, your dollars, to keep Says You. Studio 360, Wait, Don't Tell Me, Weekend Edition, and all all the rest on the air in Nashville and Middle Tennessee. Right now, Vanderbilt Medical Center is adding $25 to your pledge of $50 or more. That's a $25 add-on for a pledge of $50 or more from Vanderbilt Medical Center. If you could pledge $100 this morning, they'll add $50 to that contribution. We are celebrating our 50th anniversary this year. Our actual on-air date was December 17th of 1962, and we're coming up on that date again. I want to tell you, Says You fans, that we do have two more Nashville shows coming up. Next week's program will be from TPAC once again, and then 2 weeks from today, another Says You performance tape at the Polk Theater of the Tennessee Performing Arts Center back in the summer. So two more shows, one next week and one coming up in 2 weeks. It is membership week now at WPLN. Please pledge by phone, 760-2010, online, WPLN.org.